And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Here we are.
The New Spins Library.
Hey Montreal, it's a great day out there. You are tuned to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have a special announcement to make today. Fenton Benjamin, longtime partner and volunteer on the show, has opened a YouTube vlog to share the interviews that I do and the music that I bring in. You can find the YouTube vlog by typing the New Spins Library in the search bar of YouTube. Find the channel banner and subscribe, and you'll be informed of the weekly interviews and playlist of music that we have chosen. We hope you start to enjoy the vlog today. Back to the show. We have a tight show for you today with 2 pre-recorded interviews, from the Music Spot and 1 from Arts and Culture. We'll open the show with headlines by Alice Wu. The first interview is with Chris Thibodeau of Duga Radar. Their new music is worth a listen. The second interview is with Bree Whitworth. Bree's earthy tones bring pop music in a new direction. The third interview is with Marilyn Lacombe of the Festival de Musique Emergente. She'll tell us all about the festival coming up. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some News You Can Use by Alice Wu and more music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, where did the idea of the 3-course meal come from? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
I wake up in the morning grays. Nothing changed. It's all the same. What am I doing? Where do I go? I don't have nothing to hold on.
Is it real? Is
goes something like, you're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. Don't forget your miracle, searching for the light.
Born in a nation with no vacations, heavy creation, foods and fauna, industrialized steel and lead, spirits in the head. We were colonized and colonizing, none the wiser till awareness was breadcrumbs discovered on the kitchen floor. Eat that shakes your mind to the core. We were Celtic gypsies who took a deal, come west for freedom, away from your oppressor. But to do that, become the aggressor. My sister noted the pandemic, we have no good choices. Raise our voices, come back to earth, give earth back to earth. You're not crazy, listen to the spirits in your head. You're not crazy, listen to the spirits in your head. My mom had dreams all her life, saw spirits in her mind, prophesized to us in waking time. Always imagined her wake up in cold sweats, run to our door, make sure we're still tucked, not dead on the floor. Chasing spirits and dodging curses, talked about the flame within, how to connect with kin. Raise our voices, make good choices, give her back to her. You're not crazy, listen to the spirits in your head.
And the spirits say, you're a miracle.
Shame is a funny thing wrapped up in pain and desire for personal gain. So corrupted, interrupted by the game we're asked to play. Asking you to quiet the spirits in your head. But you're not crazy. Listen to the spirits in your head.
And the spirits say, you're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. Don't forget your miracle, searching for the light.
Meanwhile, I was flying in my dreams, chasing mountains and lovers, burning like a fireball, glorious, notorious for breaking hearts, only to break mine. Cycling through time, chasing spirits and dodging curses, busy buying time and nice purses, didn't realize how far I'd gone, till the world stopped. But I'm not crazy, listen to the spirits in my head.
Chard Chenier, and you're listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT.
My name is Alice Wu, and here are some of the recent headlines. On Sunday afternoon, hundreds of people met at Place Émile de Gamelin in Ville-Marie for the March for Status for All. This event was organized by the community group Solidarity Across Borders. They want the federal government to grant permanent residency status to all people living on Canadian soil, so these people can access health care and other social services. And Grenadian Montrealers are demanding the city for answers. after a suspected case of racial profiling. Last month, 15 police officers appeared at a barbecue outside Green's restaurant in Lachine. The officers included members of the Eclipse Squad, who specialize in organized crime. This was in response to a noise complaint at 8:30 p.m. on Jean-Baptiste Day, Quebec's national holiday. And last week, the Quebec government agreed to give the Long Point First Nation in Winneway its own regional police force. The new unit will be made of Indigenous patrol officers and replace the provincial force. This comes after more than 15 years of negotiations and concerns about slow response times from provincial officers. And as of Thursday, doctors in Quebec can prescribe the abortion pill as long as they feel qualified to do so. In the past, doctors were required to complete an in-person training program to perform medical and surgical abortions. This policy change comes after at least 300 Quebec doctors signed an open letter demanding the removal of restrictions surrounding abortion pill access. And the Montreal Children's Hospital's emergency room is overwhelmed. On Sunday, the hospital sent a news release asking parents of children seeking non-urgent care to avoid going to the ER.
Duga radar takes its name from a highly experimental Cold War Soviet mind control weapon. It was a Russian Cold War installation near Chernobyl that was designed to send signals over the horizon into North America to attempt mind control or influence on the West, the duo says. It was deemed to be unsuccessful and eventually abandoned, unless you consider what has happened to U.S. culture in the last 5 years. With us today, we have Chris Thibodeau from Duga Radar. Hi, Chris, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for the invite to be here.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Sure. So I'm originally from the East Coast. I grew up in a small town called Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, which is about 3 hours south of Halifax and sits across the Bay of Fundy from Maine. I've been in Ottawa for a few years and I've been playing in several different bands, but Duga Radar has become the main outlet for my songwriting. The whole objective of the Duga Radar project was to continue writing and recording material during the pandemic. We couldn't play live, many of us, so we needed an outlet during the lockdown, and this essentially was it. So in essence, this band was conceived and birthed out of the pandemic. We released an album, two EPs, and a few singles independently during this time.
Who are your bandmates, and what does every one player do?
So the band is a duo. Consists of me on bass, guitar, and a little bit of keyboards, and Brennan Pilkington on drums, and we both sing. So we've both been, you know, played in a variety of different acts over the years in Ottawa. We've been a rhythm section together, you know, over several years where he's a drummer and I've primarily been a bass player, but this has been our outlet for songwriting, you know, essentially since the pandemic started.
Your latest single is a song called Feel Your Heartbeat. What is the process you went through producing this song?
Well, it spawned out of an eighth note bass line, and that then moves into a disco octave for the chorus. I still kind of laugh a bit when I hear it because there's definitely some tongue-in-cheek to this bass movement. It reminds me of McCartney's Listen to What the Man Said from the 70s, if you're familiar with that song. We then layered this with a clean psychedelic guitar tone and some new wave keyboard sounds in the chorus. So while the music, you know, in my view is fun and it's positive, the lyrics are among the darkest I've ever written. So there's a real contrast there. The concept of lyrically feeling a loved one's heartbeat, You know, it evokes romance, connection, and love. It simultaneously personifies the beat of the song. At the same time, you know, this is an organ in your body that you need to live. So there's a moment in the song that snaps the listener back to reality when the lyric says, I want to generate, the beat is lost and found. I want to resuscitate, but the beat, it keeps you down. The lyrical first person, you know, that's singing that in the song has lost the heartbeat, but is desperately trying to, you know, seek for it again and trying to bring it back, knowing something is seriously wrong, but helpless to do anything about it. It's a song that lyrically crosses love, life, relationships, music, and even life and death, ultimately loss. It's a very sad song lyrically to me. I'm very proud of it, but it still hits me with sadness at times, but as a reminder to live life to the fullest and live every day like it's your last.
Who were your producers and how did you like working with them?
It's co-produced with my friend, Don LeBlanc. We grew up together in Nova Scotia and played music together as kids. We recorded and engineered this song at home and then Dropboxed the WAV files to Donnie, who lives in Thunder Bay. He mixed and mastered the final song in Pro Tools. And I really love what he did because the bass tone is just so fat and you can hear where it really digs in. Donnie has a great ear and we usually both agree what is needed to make a song better and stronger. He's also the single greatest guitar player I've ever played with. He's an outstanding musician with outstanding feel. And just on a side note, Donnie was Jim Cuddy's guitar tech at one time from Blue Rodeo.
May we listen to some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Feel Your Heartbeat on the New Spins Library.
Sleep was so restless.
Coming up in September, you're releasing a new song called Decembered. What is the story behind this song?
Yeah, so Decembered is a play on words. So it's, you know, using the words December, the month of December, and the word dismembered. And I just kind of fused it together and called the song Decembered. So it's a song about isolation. I wrote it while in quarantine during the pandemic. I was staying in a friend's cabin in the forest on a lake, and it had a fireplace for heat. I was isolated and I was lonely, but I felt incredibly lucky to be in such a beautiful place for 14 days. It was also in the month of December, and a winter chill was in the air. It would rain one day and snow the next. It's a song about transition from urban to rural environments and returning to your roots. And when we were young, many of us had to leave small towns in places like Nova Scotia for the bigger cities to find work. So many of us had to move to Toronto and Calgary and other places to seek work when we were younger. And this song talks about returning to where we came from and finding the charm in what we had left.
May we hear some more of your music?
For sure. Let's do it.
This is Decembered on CKUT.
It's rising from
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
Well, this project was an outlet for Brendan and I during the pandemic, so we'll now be transitioning to playing live again, and we're looking forward to that. Dugaradar.com is the website, and it's probably the best place to check. It will point you to any upcoming live dates, news, or events involving the band. These songs that you've heard today are also available on most streaming services, including Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, and you can also listen to them for free on SoundCloud.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much, Sheila, and thank you, CKUT, for this opportunity. We'd love to see you guys keep playing some of our music. Look forward to it.
You've been listening to Duga Radar speaking about their music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
CKUT, where the new spins beat. Liberate, we probably the true meaning of libraries. So we're out some station for the community that news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, sharing these bright grins. Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins.
As the world began to shut down last year due to COVID-19, Bree Whitworth found herself at the end of a relationship. During lockdown, her main solace was her piano, and she took to what she does best, turning her heartbreak into song. With us today, we have Bree Whitworth. Hi, Bree, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks so much for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Yes, absolutely. I'm Bree Whitworth. I'm from Vancouver, BC. Previously, I was based out of Kelowna, BC, but Vancouver is now home for quite some time. I started music when I was very, very young. I basically started playing classical piano at the age of about 4. And continued along with that. My dad raised us around opera music and musicals and everything that just sort of inspired me. I always wanted to be in Les Miserables, but instead at about 20 odd years, I started writing my own music. And in my early 20s, I actually started recording. So I just decided to go my own route. Instead of singing other people's music, I would sing my own songs instead.
Who are your bandmates and musical partners, and what does everyone play or do?
It's actually just me as a solo artist. I have worked with a number of musicians in the past, but lately what I found is I found some really great producers to work with. So that's been the route that I've been going. I've worked with Winston Housechild, who is based out of Bowen Island, as well as now I'm working with a new producer, Zach Wolf, who's based out of Portland, Oregon.
Your latest single is named Dear Mr. Mannequin. What is the story behind this song?
Yes, it's an interesting one. It's really about, you know, a relationship where you realize the person that you're around, they're very fake, they're very phony and sort of plastic, and they put on this persona, and you start to question, really, are they feeling any feelings behind that whole facade? And, you know, it's a personal experience of somebody I was seeing where I just kept looking at him and thinking, I don't really know if this person is real. And so I just started that spins through my head, and that's where the lyrics came from and where I started writing about that one.
Where will you be touring in the next year now that COVID restrictions have lifted?
Oh, good question. I haven't booked any shows just yet, but I'm just sort of getting back into things with COVID sort of easing. I'm hoping to do some West Coast shows for sure, getting out in the Vancouver scene. Would love to get out east, of course, as well, to Montreal, Toronto, to do some shows. So hoping to start booking some things anytime now.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yes, absolutely. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and of course, we're going to listen to a couple of them on the radio today.
This is Dear Mr. Mannequin on the New Spins Library.
Say you're heartless, but I don't care what other people say. safely departed from all the norms of society. So what's your problem? You say you want me and nothing else competes. But then you stall it from showing me what could be our dreams. So maybe
two new singles, you virtually worked with producer Zach Wolf in Portland, Oregon. How did you get together and what was it like working with him?
Yes, well, he actually reached out to me through Instagram and sent me a direct message and said he had listened to my single, one of my previous singles called Time, and really loved it and wondered if I would be interested in working with him. And so we did some Zoom chats, sort of strategizing the types of songs we wanted to produce. I'd send him sort of songs that I thought were really interesting along the same vein together, and he'd build a song around that. So that's how we built the song for Dear Mr. Mannequin, as well as the another upcoming single that we're going to be releasing in August called Ocean Highway. We're going to be working on about four more singles to come as well. It's been really fun because, again, we've never met in person. It's all completely virtual, but the process has been so seamless, and it's just actually been a dream working with him.
May we hear some more of your music?
Of course, yes. The next single I think we're going to listen to is called Real Thing.
So this is The Real Thing on CKUT.
Two young kids, we didn't meet. Our lives converging like it's meant to be. But you don't trust destiny. So I went off to do my thing. I forgot your name and lost your ring. Au revoir. And to live my dreams. But the fates were not done with our story. So our hearts collided for a second before now. Where do we go? What if I tell you I'm the real thing, baby? What if I show you I don't mean maybe now? No, no, no. Why not take a chance on something different? I promise that you've never had a love quite like my own. Like my own. can we see? Why are we fighting what's supposed to be? Oh no, we can't let this go. I see it in your eyes up on the stage, holding me hostage in your gaze. Hey boy, you're my rock and roll. What if I tell you I'm a real thing, baby? What if I show you I don't mean maybe now? Now, now, now. Why not take a chance on something different? I promise that you never had a love quite like my own. Like my own. Around we go and this lover's dance, and no one has the upper hand. All these years and here we
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
Best thing to go is probably to Spotify or Apple Music, like I mentioned. Of course, they can always visit my website, breewhitworth.com, where I have the links to all my music and also will promote any upcoming shows or events that I'm going to be participating in.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thanks so much, Sheila. It was great fun.
You've been listening to Bree Whitworth speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Musique Emergente on ABTB Témiscamingue and Sirius XM. Its official partner invite you to blow out the candles on 20 years of concerts featuring the very best new music and renowned musical acts from here and abroad, and to celebrate the return after a two-year absence of its international programming. With us today, we have Marilyn Lacombe. Hi, Marilyn Lacombe, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved with the FME.
So I'm the programming director. So I kind of like have a team here, and then we choose all the amazing acts we're going to play the festival. We kind of work all together to like find new projects all year long. And I personally became involved with the festival back in 2009 as part of the public. Been to that festival many years. Eventually, I started to book some shows for them, some more like kind of like weird and like left field acts. And then our relationship kind of grew. And then now with my team at Mothland, we do like pretty much 95% of all the programming of the festival.
Who makes the show come together and what does everyone do?
Well, this is a really big team. Like, honestly, I think, so the programming team itself is like about like 5 to 6 persons. And we have like a permanent team in Rouyn-Noranda. We kind of like take care of like all the production and like 100 like volunteers that help with like greeting the artists, greeting the public, helping out, like setting everything on the site. We have a team that makes sure that the site is nice. And then kind of like, you know, like Rouyn-Noranda is a mining town, and they kind of imagine what this town can be during the festival. So there's a lot of work that goes towards like the scenography of the festival site. There's like, my God, probably like 30 technicians also involved. So we're quite a big team, man.
How do your acts get chosen? Are there competitions, submissions?
There's not like an official competition or submission things. I think a lot of it comes from the programming team going to see shows toward their years and having like des coups de cœur, you know. So yeah, I think it will really go. It's a very organic process. We kind of like scout all the festival all year long, and then we discover music that we want to share with the public in the Rouyn-Noranda, and that's how it goes.
Who has been chosen for this year's 20th anniversary festival?
So we have like over like 100 performances for this like 20th edition of the festival. I think it's one of the biggest ones. So I'm not going to name them all, but just to name a couple of like highlights of the programming. This year we have like Animal Collective, which is like pretty much the headliner of the festival, coming to play the main stage in Rouyn-Noranda. We have Afrotronics, a really cool act that makes like African rhythms to electronic music. We have Medicine Singers, an experimental powwow band. It's going to kind of like mix traditional powwow music with elements of like contemporary music. We have a bunch of like hip hop act, Major Melee, Nayali, Connaissart, Casso, Arias. My God, we have so many. There's just a couple.
May we hear some music to get a taste of the show?
Yes, of course.
This is Larynx on the New Spins Library.
Thank you.
When is the festival happening and what's on the list for fun things to do during the concerts?
So the festival is happening from September 1st to September 4th. Of course, like, this is really a discovery music festival, so we really encourage people to just like go and see shows of bands that they don't know, never heard about, try to be like, you know, like surprised by what they're going to find out in those concerts. And this is what this like festival is about.
May we listen to some more of your music from the show?
Yes.
This is Gustav on CKUT. Our listeners want more information or to buy your event tickets, where should they go?
All tickets are available online at on our website, which is www.fmeat.org.
Thank you for your interview today.
Awesome, thank you.
You've been listening to Marilyn Lacombe speaking about the festival Musique Emergente on a B2B Témiscamingue and Sirius XM. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
I'm Where Is Luna, and you are listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Thank you. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
What are you guys gonna do to make sure I don't have to watch my friends die? What are you gonna do to make sure I don't have to wait 77 minutes bleeding out on my classroom floor just like my little sister did?
Residents of Uvalde, Texas, confront the city's school board over failures to protect the children at Robb Elementary School, where an 18-year-old gunman who was nicknamed School Shooter shot dead 19 fourth graders and their two teachers. Why didn't Governor Abbott attend any of the 21 funerals? We'll talk to Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez about a new state report that found systemic failures by the nearly 400 officers. That's right, almost 400 who responded to the massacre. Then we'll look at today's Democratic congressional primary in Maryland, where AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, has spent nearly $6 million in an attempt to defeat former Congressmember Don Edwards. We'll speak to Peter Beinart of Jewish Currents about his new article, The Israel Lobby's New Campaign Playbook.
AIPAC and other establishment pro-Israel organizations have dumped unprecedented amounts of money in Democratic congressional primaries this year. And if their efforts succeed, they won't only stop the Democratic Party from supporting in any meaningful way Palestinian rights, they will also prevent the Democratic Party from mounting any significant progressive challenge to corporate power.
And we'll speak to the pioneering legal scholar Kimberly